Stand by. Free speech activation in progress.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
This is TalkZone.com. Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is a section where I do questions and answers so that you can be pageant fab at your next pageant. But before I answer today's questions, I want to talk a little bit about my favorite show, Dancing with the Stars, which the competition airs on Monday nights and the results show is on Tuesday nights. So last night, I was parked on the couch watching my favorite dancers sashay across the floor, and they had a guest judge last night. His name is Michael Flatley. And for those of you that don't know Michael Flatley, he is commonly referred to as Lord of the Dance. He started out originally doing Celtic style dances, and he has toured the world really with these the fabulously huge, gigantic productions of Celtic dance and other styles of dance. And he's actually the most financially successful dancer ever, having achieved the mark of generating over $1 billion in revenues based on his dance productions. And what was interesting in last night's show, I know you're wondering how does this have anything to do with pageantry, but what was interesting in last night's show was he was giving some feedback to Susan Lucci, who is beautiful and very talented and fabulous, and he was talking about how she had seemed to have a breakthrough and that she had been working on her confidence, that her technique had been good previously, but she was working on developing confidence. And I know that a lot of you are wanting to improve your confidence in interview or your confidence on stage, and what I thought was interesting was when he said that confidence is really three things. It's self-belief followed by hard work and determination. And I know sometimes it's really easy to get the self-belief thing. I can do this, I can do this, I know I can do this. But what I thought was interesting was that his recipe for confidence, self-belief, hard work, and determination, only one-third of that was believing in yourself. Two-thirds of that was actually working hard and continuing to pursue your goals and being determined. In order to be successful, you really have to do the work, ladies. I talk to lots of people all the time who want to come in at the last minute and get coaching for their pageant this weekend, or have waited till the last minute to get ready for fitness and want to lose those last few pounds. Ladies, it really does take hard work and determination. There are no shortcuts to winning. And so I just wanted to pass that along to you, that what works on Dancing with the Stars can work for you on the pageant runway. Well, our first question is an email question that comes to us from Susan. And Susan says, I have a hair question regarding to my upcoming USA pageant. I normally highlight my blonde hair and have competed very successfully the past few years as a blonde. But this year I went dark, back to my natural color. I already sent in my program photo of myself with light hair, but I think I would like to compete with darker hair. Will I hurt my chances if I don't look like my program book photo? Well, Susan, you know, the first thing I did was Google you on the internet, and I found your great little pictures of yourself with blonde hair, and I have to say that, first of all, fortunately, you are one of those girls that's blessed with the kind of complexion that looks great in blonde hair. I saw your blonde photos, and also probably looks great in darker hair. I think that the photos that you're going to see of yourself in darker hair and the impact that you're going to get with a little darker hair is it's going to make your eyes pop a little bit more because you have such beautiful blue eyes. And I know I hate that phrase, make it pop, but I think that darker hair is really going to highlight the beauty of your eyes. Do I think it's a problem that you don't look like you do in your program book? I think that pageant judges in the USA system are accustomed, they're savvy judges. They know that you don't necessarily always look like you did 2 months ago or 6 months ago when your headshot was taken. I think if it comes up in the interview, you just kind of make light of it and make a joke. Susan, you say something like, well, you know, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, or I was blonde when I was younger and now I'm ready to be a brunette. I think that we see people changing their hairstyles all the time now and their hair colors in the fashion industries, the modeling industries, and the entertainment industries, so I think it's okay. The important thing for you is to feel confident about it, feel comfortable about it, and be prepared for the question. It may not get asked, but if it does get asked, just answer it with humor and make light of it, like it's no big deal, but this is the look that you'll be wearing when you win the Miss State USA title and go on to the Miss USA pageant. I hope that helps, Susan. Keep me posted on how you're doing, and good luck at your State USA pageant. Well, now we're going to go to the phones, and we have a caller named Celeste on the phone, and Celeste has a question about her daughter's pageant interview. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Celeste.
Thank you, Valerie. My daughter is going to be doing the National American Miss this next year, And it's going to be her first year as a teen. She's previously competed as a preteen. And I was wondering how much the difference is going to be between the teen interview and the preteen interview.
You know, that is a great question, Celeste. The questions that are asked in the preteen and the teen interview, the questions don't tend to be substantially different. They're going to be asked about their activities in school, any after-school interests, perhaps some community service volunteer, any hobbies or talents, what they do on the weekend. The questions are going to be pretty much the same. It's the judge's expectations that are different, Celeste. They're going to expect a teen contestant to have a slightly longer answer, you know, 2 to 3 sentences as opposed to maybe 1 sentence or 2. They're going to expect the teen to be very comfortable with what I call flawless eye contact, maintaining eye contact with the judge through the interview. They're going to expect them not to look nervous, not to be fidgeting in that chair a little bit. When you're a judge, it's common to kind of forgive the younger ages, the preteen, if they seem a little bit nervous or they're fidgeting a little bit because they're preteens. But when we move up to the teen, junior teen, or teen, that's when we see judges starting to expect them to be a little more polished in their responses, and their responses are actually a little bit longer. So, Celeste, as you're helping your daughter prepare for her interview, I suggest that you get a good list of interview questions. If you don't already have one, you can go to the products page of my website and download the teen version. There's 3 different versions, Celeste. Get the teen version of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant questions and just start practicing the questions with her, making sure she's maintaining eye contact, not fidgeting and smiling while she answers. And I think that you'll find that she'll successfully make that transition from preteen to teen.
Okay, thank you so much, Valerie.
Thanks for calling in, Celeste. Keep us posted. Our next question is an email question, and it comes to us from Marissa in Florida. Marissa says, I'm competing in a pageant that asks current event questions during the interview. Is it appropriate for judges to ask political questions about the upcoming election? This is the fear of every pageant contestant across the country, isn't it? They don't want to be asked about the current election. I think that it's to be expected that there are going to be current events questions and that questions about the election are going to come up. I think that it's perfectly acceptable for judges to expect you to know who the candidates are, Senator McCain, Senator Obama. I think you need to know which parties they're with, Republican, Democratic. I think you need to know what the issues are. And just in case you doubt, Marissa, the top 3 issues for this election, according to the voters, are the financial status of the country, the war in Iraq, and health care. Those are the top 3. Education tends to be 4. And so I think it's okay for you to be expected to talk about the issues, your own personal perspective on the issues. If you're a college-age miss and you're old enough to vote, I think it's expected for them to ask if you plan to vote, and then you just talk about the importance of every person voting and participating in the process. Of course, it's never appropriate for a judge to ask you who you plan to vote for, or who you voted for if it's after the fact. If a judge might ask you that question, I think it's perfectly okay to say, you know, who I voted for is a private decision, but I think the issues that I considered when I voted were these, and then outline your issues. I don't think that anyone expects you to answer a question as to who you exactly voted for. So I hope that helps, Marissa, at your current event question, and good luck at your pageant. I'm sure you're going to be great. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows that you love and the shows that you'd like us to do. And join me next week when my guest will be Nikki Clark of the International Junior Miss Scholarship Pageant. And don't forget to check out my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. And also visit my website to sign up for my free newsletter, pageantinterviewcoach.com, the newsletter page. You can sign up. The newsletter is full of tips and techniques to help you become an elite pageant contestant. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Ladies, here's your chance to be a part of the best pageant to compete in. The American Queen Pageant was named the best pageant to compete in for the second year in a row. We're already accepting applications for 2009. In fact, the first state American Queen Pageant will take place in January, so don't delay. The American Queen Pageant has been featured on national TV shows, including MTV, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, and more. This is the pageant that people are talking about. We're the pageant with a mission, and that mission is the prevention of domestic violence through early education. Don't miss out. Just visit AmericanQueenPageant.net or email us today at info@AmericanQueenPageant.net. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You can become an American Queen and make a difference in the fight against domestic violence through the nonprofit organization, the Dash Foundation. Visit AmericanQueenPageant.net today. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.